Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 3 Days at Camp David, How a Secret Meeting in 1971 Transformed the Global Economy by Jeffrey E. Garton, is a work of narrative economic history and political analysis. It examines the intense 3-day meeting at Camp David in August 1971, when President Richard Nixon and his senior advisors confronted a crisis in the international monetary system and designed the policy package that became known as the New Economic Policy. The book explains how that decision ended the dollar convertibility to gold that underpinned Bretton Woods and helped move the world toward floating exchange rates. Garton combines archival research, interviews, and close attention to political personality to show how economic policy is shaped not only by theory, but also by pressure, timing, and leadership. The result is a focused account of one weekend that altered U.S. economic strategy and reshaped global finance for decades. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Camp David meeting produced the end of Bretton Woods. The central event in the book is the secret August 1971 gathering at Camp David, where Nixon and his advisors decided how to respond to mounting pressure on the dollar and the fixed-rate system established after World War II. Garton shows that the crisis was not abstract foreign dollar holdings had grown far beyond the gold the United States could plausibly redeem, and other major economies had recovered enough that the old exchange rate structure no longer matched global realities. The book explains why the administration concluded that the system could not be preserved in its existing form and why a decisive break was chosen over incremental adjustment. This makes the meeting more than a political anecdote. It becomes the moment when the post-war monetary order was effectively redefined, opening the way for a different kind of international finance built on flexibility rather than fixed parities. Secondly, the policy package behind the Nixon shock. Garton does not treat the event as a single dramatic act, but as a coordinated policy package. The suspension of dollar convertibility into gold was only one part of the new economic policy, which also included wage and price controls, a temporary import surcharge, and tax incentives aimed at investment. The book is useful because it places these measures in their political and economic context, showing that Nixon's team was not acting from a purely ideological commitment to free markets or tight monetary discipline. Instead, it was trying to regain control of a complex crisis with a mix of domestic stabilization tools and international leverage. This broader view helps explain why the policy shift was so consequential. It changed expectations at home and abroad, signaling that the United States was willing to use strong executive action to reset the rules of the game when the existing framework no longer served its interests. Thirdly, leadership, conflict, and decision-making under pressure. A major strength of the book is its focus on the personalities inside the room. Garton reconstructs the decision-making process through the interactions of Nixon, Treasury Secretary John Connally, Federal Reserve Chair Arthur Burns, Budget Director George Shultz, and other senior figures. Rather than presenting policy as the output of a neutral technocratic process, he shows how ego, rivalry, loyalty, and political calculation influence the outcome. The book makes clear that the Camp David decision emerged from a setting in which officials disagreed about timing, risks, and the international consequences of action. That human dimension matters because it explains how a moment of enormous systemic change could happen quickly. The policy was made under pressure, with incomplete certainty, and with leaders trying to protect domestic political standing while avoiding a broader financial collapse. Fourthly, why a domestic political decision became a global turning point. The book emphasizes that the Camp David meeting transformed more than U.S. policy. By ending the direct link between the dollar and gold, the administration helped usher in a world of floating exchange rates and greater capital mobility. Garton presents this as a turning point in global economic governance, because it altered how trade, investment, and currency relationships were organized across borders. The United States did not simply solve a short-term crisis. It helped create a new international monetary environment with different opportunities and risks. That shift had major implications for the balance of power in global finance, especially as Europe and Japan gained economic weight. The book is careful to show that the change was not a clean rupture with all of Bretton Woods, but rather a reordering that preserved U.S. influence while allowing the system to adapt to economic realities that the fixed-rate regime could no longer manage. Lastly, long-term consequences, volatility, and the limits of policy control. Garton also considers what followed the Camp David decision, which makes the book more than a retrospective celebration of bold leadership. The end of Bretton Woods did not bring immediate stability. It contributed to a period marked by inflation, exchange rate volatility, and broader uncertainty in global markets. The book uses these consequences to show the limits of policy control. Even well-designed interventions can trigger second-order effects that are difficult to predict. This dimension is important because it prevents the story from becoming a simple account of success. Instead, it presents the 1971 decision as a necessary response to a deteriorating system, but one that also opened a new era with its own problems. That balance gives the book intellectual seriousness. It shows how major policy shifts can be both historically transformative and economically disruptive at the same time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in economic history, international finance, presidential decision-making, and the modern origins of the global monetary system. Policy students, historians, investors, and readers who want to understand why 1971 remains central to debates about exchange rates, inflation, and U.S. economic power will find it especially valuable. Its main benefit is that it connects a tightly observed political event to large structural changes in world finance without losing sight of the people involved. Compared with many books on monetary history, it stands out because it is not a dry institutional chronicle or a purely technical account. Garton blends narrative detail with economic explanation, making the Camp David weekend understandable as both a political drama and a systemic turning point. That combination gives the book unusual clarity. It helps readers see how a secret meeting, shaped by urgency and personality, helped define the financial order that followed for decades. If you would like to support Jeffrey E. Garton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.